This is Akashvani. The news read by Anita Anand. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists were killed while an equal number of security forces personnel lost their lives in an encounter in Sufian forest area of Juthana in Kathua district last night. Four other security personnel, including a deputy superintendent of police and one paracommando, sustained injuries. The encounter began yesterday morning after security forces conducting a search operation re-established contact with a group of terrorists in the Sufian forest area. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has successfully completed the rolling experiment as part of its space docking experiment, SpadeX, mission. Confirming this, ISRO chairman V. Narayanan said that ISRO will need to dock in various conditions, some of which will be attempted as part of the current mission. The Supreme Court will hear a plea today seeking immediate action by the Delhi police and a thorough investigation into the discovery of a large amount of burnt cash at the bungalow of a Delhi High Court judge, Justice Yashwant Verma. According to the cause list published on the Supreme Court's website, a bench of justices Abhay S. Oka and Ujjal Bhuyan is scheduled to hear the matter. In Jammu and Kashmir, the government has waived stamp duty on property transfers through gift deeds within blood relations. The stamp duty on property transfers within blood relations is a tax levied on gifting property between close family members. The exemption will come into effect from April 1, 2025. The domestic benchmark indices opened flat today amid weak global cues. Selling was seen in the IT and auto sectors in the early trade. Sensex was trading 102 points or 0.13% down at 77,504, while the Nifty declined 25 points or 0.11% at 23,567 in the opening trade. President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, will be on a 5-day state visit to India starting on 1st of April. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation including ministers, members of parliament, senior officials, business associations, media and prominent Chileans involved in the India-Chile Cultural Connect. This will be President Boric's first visit to India as president. Key European leaders took part in the 4th Peace and Security Meeting for Ukraine in Paris, France. In a post-meeting press conference, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that all the participating countries supported that there would be no lifting of any sanctions against Russia until the war ends in a just peace. President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said that the summit was another demonstration of European unity. In a video message, she said that there was a broad discussion on supporting Ukraine financially and military-wise.
A broad discussion on how to step up in the support for Ukraine financially and military-wise, that we will front-load the EU part of the G7 loans for Ukraine. Keep up the pressure on Russia. It was very clear that the sanctions stay in place. What we want is a just and lasting peace agreement. That is the goal.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese today announced that the country will undergo polls on 3rd of May this year for general elections. Mr. Albanese made the announcement at a news conference in the Parliament House after he drove to Governor General Sam Mostyn's official residence. In a video message, the Australian Prime Minister made a number of promises seeking a next term and urged voters to cast their votes. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave conditions at isolated places over interior Odisha today. Hot and humid conditions are very likely to prevail throughout the day over coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam. The Weather Department also predicted heavy rainfall or snowfall in parts of Arunachal Pradesh till tomorrow. In the Indian Premier League IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will face Royal Challengers Bangalore at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 5 wickets at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. Chasing a target of 191 runs set by Hyderabad, Lucknow reached 193 for 5 in just 16.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.